fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Georgia and Wisconsin Friday as she continued her push to make abortion access a major campaign issue after the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Now in more than 20 states, we have Trump abortion bans, many with no exceptions even for rape and incest. It is immoral.
Former President Donald Trump will be in North Carolina for a rally later today. There are worries about delays for election results coming out of another important state, Georgia. The Republican-controlled Board of Election passed a new rule that requires all ballots to be counted by hand. President Biden hosts the leaders of India, Australia, and Japan, the so-called Quad, for potentially his final meeting of the group while he's in office. That's taking place in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Governor Joni Evers says the UW system's new viewpoint neutral policy is confusing. At UW-Madison, the governor was asked about the policy requiring leaders to maintain viewpoint neutrality whenever referencing any political or social controversy. Evers says the policy will have a chilling effect on him if he were on the UW faculty. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide whether or not Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will remain on the November presidential ballot. The Elections Commission requested the court yesterday take up the case rather than wait for a ruling from the Second District Court of Appeals. Attorneys for the commission say a swift resolution is needed since clerks around the state are already sending absentee ballots to voters with Kennedy's name on them. And Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says that social media accounts can be damaging to teenagers. He says that media has been particularly harmful to young people in the state, and the government should be doing something about it. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs in the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Lows around 60. Showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 68. 70 the high for Monday. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 73. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from a secret family recipe, but you can get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 55.
99.7.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Herb Alpert rising this morning. And if you're just rising up because it's a Saturday and you didn't have to go to work, well, you probably got some chores to do, so you better hurry up and get them done. And if you need some music to get your chores done faster, give me a text, 608-355-9970. I'll play your favorite from the 60s and 70s this morning, like some Ricky Nelson. And hello, Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou. We never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. You passed me by one sunny day. Flashed those big brown eyes my way. And ooh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around. Swear my feet stuck to the ground. And though I never did meet you before, I said hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou. We never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about a moonlit night. Arms around you good and tight. That's all I had to see for me to say. Hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou. We never part, so hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. Yes, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Baby loves me. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Ain't
She got the way to prove me.
Cherry, Cherry, that is Neil Diamond, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday at the 60s and 70s. And I want to remind you, coming up next week, it is the Be Kind SP33 Kind Fest. It's a day of music, games, community, West on 12 performing, bags, tournament, bingo, raffles, food trucks, drinks, and more. This is coming up next Saturday from 1 to 7 at the Culver Community Park in Privet de Sac. Go to Be Kind SP33 Facebook page for more information. Stevie Wonder, and If You Really Love Me, on 99.7 Max FM.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
that brings me down, all right. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night.
Whoa, Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, 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 do you care? Julie, so much fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time. Still be there.
cried the day I left you. Even though we knew I couldn't stay. But baby, remember, I'll be back September. But till then,
the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with Bobby Sherman. 8:19, and we've got a look at sports coming up, including high school football. We'll check your weather. 62 right now, high in the 80s, and maybe a little rain today. Want to remind you that a big day is coming up on Thursday, September 26th. It is the Hope House of South Central Wisconsin Request-a-Thon benefiting Hope House. It's going to be held Thursday from 7 to 4. We'll take your requests and play songs from any genre, any format, any, you know, polka, rap, hard rock. Yeah, we'll get that all in. It's brought to you by Cosmic Karma Crystals, Baraboo State Bank, and Teal Plastics Incorporated, the third annual Request-a-Thon to benefit Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Any donation for $5, you get to pick any song. If you want to make it a dedication, it's $10. And if you don't like the song that's playing and want to get it off and put yours on, that's a $25 request. Again, all donations go to Hope House. It's next Thursday, the Request-a-Thon, brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Teal Plastics, and Cosmic Karma Crystals on 99.7 Max FM. And let's find out what's going on in our community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for Baraboo Oktoberfest, presented by Fairfield Inn and Suites in Baraboo. Enjoy a taste of Bavarian culture with an authentic ethnic festival celebrating Wisconsin's German roots. There's going to be great live music, German cuisine, and Oktoberfest-style beer on tap. This event's going to be held on the grounds at Circus World. The event is from 3 until 9 p.m. Great live music starts at 3:30. All the details and ticket information can be found at OktoberfestBaraboo.com. Again, this is Saturday, September 21st from 3 until 9 p.m. at Circus World. And the Laval American Legion Post 242 is going to be hosting their spaghetti dinner. This is going to happen on Saturday, September 21st from 4:30 until 7 p.m. Great way to support the Laval American Legion and enjoy some delicious food. Again, 4:30 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 21st. And then mark your calendars for the next Saturday, September 28th, for Kind Fest at Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This great day of events includes music, games, and community. West on 12 will be performing, plus you're going to have a bags tournament, bingo, raffles, food trucks, drinks, and mental health resources. This will be from 1 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 28th. Find all the details by searching Kind Fest on Facebook.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms.
Max FM Sports.
Taking a look at high school football scores from around the area last night. La Crosse Central defeated Baraboo 60-13. It was Sauk Prairie over Lakeside Lutheran 24-14. Reedsburg defeated Sparta 27-24. Edgewood over Portage, 21-14. And Wisconsin Dells, a big winner over Ripon, 47-6.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs in the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Lows around 60. Showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 68. 70 the high for Monday. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 73. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from a secret family recipe, but you can get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 55.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped the second straight to the Arizona Diamondbacks for the final counts of 7-4 last night. The D-backs jumped out with runs in the first and two in the second, added one in the fifth before the crew would rally with four in the bottom half of the fifth to tie it, but then a three-run sixth inning by Arizona would push them to the victory. William Contreras would hit his 23rd home run of the season. Joey Ortiz and Garrett Mitchell also going deep for the crew. The crew and D-backs play game three of the four-game series tonight at AmFam 610 first pitch. Aaron Civale goes to the bump against Merrill Kelly. On to college football, where the Wisconsin Badgers are on their bye week. The Badgers back in action a week from today in Big Ten action at USC. To the pros, where the Green Bay Packers getting sent for their day tomorrow on the road in Tennessee against the Titans. The Titans' defensive line is going to provide challenges in the run game, according to center Josh Myers.
Well, we have to obviously make sure he doesn't wreck the game and keep him under control. It's not just him, though. I mean, they've got a good big front across the board. Their linebackers play downhill. They're just a very aggressive defense, so we're going to have our hands full. It'll be a good game.
It will be a warm day in Nashville, but one of the keys through the early part of the season for head coach Matt LaFleur is being able to play more players.
I think you got to have the people that you trust in order to put in there. And I think we have probably a deeper roster than we've had. And most of these guys aren't first-year players, so they've gotten more experience and they've earned those opportunities. So I think the more you can do that, you talk about player development, the best way to develop players is to get them out there and play.
The 1-1 pack, the 0-2 Titans kickoff tomorrow is at 12 noon. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 8:25, and it's about 62 degrees. Let's do a little musical birthdays. We find on Thursday, the 19th, Lloyd Parks from Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes celebrated his 85th birthday.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. We only act like children when we argue, fuss, and fight.
If you don't know,
if you don't know. Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Melvin and the Blue Notes. And if you don't know me by now, Lloyd Parks from the group celebrated his 85th birthday on Thursday. And we find that Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers celebrated birthday 84 on Thursday. And if there's a rock and roll heaven, you know they got a hell of a band. Rock and roll heaven from the Righteous Brothers, 99.7 Max FM, as Bill Medley celebrated his 84th birthday on Thursday. Celebrating birthday 82 on Thursday, it's Freda Payne with Band of Gold on 99.7 Max FM.
Shelter of my mother, I had never
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Band of Gold from Frida Payne, as she celebrated her 82nd birthday Thursday. And we find that Lowell Cream from 10cc celebrated his 77th birthday on Thursday. It's the things we do for love on 99.7 Max FM.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
Things We Do for Love with 10cc. Lowell Cream celebrates his 77th birthday on Thursday. 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s. We find Nile Rodgers, lead guitarist and co-founder of Chic, celebrated his 72nd birthday Thursday.
Down, has your head spinning.
It's Chic and LaFreak, 99.7 Max FM. Nile Rodgers celebrated his 72nd birthday on Thursday. In musical history this week in 1969, four-week run at the number one spot for the Archies, 99.7 Max FM.
Sugar, oh, honey, honey.
The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Archies and Sugar Sugar, number one this week in 1969, starting a four-week run at the number one spot, 844. This week in 1970, Diana Ross started a three-week run at the number one spot, her first solo number one since leaving the Supremes, and Ain't No Mountain High Enough on 99.7 Max FM.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
No wind,
no wind,
no rain,
no rain.
Oh, winter's cold, can't stop me, babe.
Oh, babe,
baby,
baby.
If you're my goal,
oh,
no wind.
If you are gone,
oh, 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 oh.
I know you must follow the sun wherever it leads. But remember, if you should fall short of your desires, remember life holds for you one guarantee. You'll always have me. And if you should miss my lover one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I said.
Mountain High Enough, Donna Ross, 99.7 Max FM, number one for 3 weeks in a row, this week in 1970. 8:48, and we'll get to our memorials for Tito Jackson and J.D. Souther in just a little bit. Want to let you know that today, the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market's on the Courthouse Square till 12:30. The West Baraboo Saturday Market's at the Slumberline Parking Lot until 2. Baraboo Children's Museum's got their annual Child Safety Day event from 3 to 5 today. Laval American Legion Spaghetti Dinner at the Clubhouse from 4:30 until 7. Family Fun Night at St. Peter's Church in Reedsburg from 6 until 9. The Haunted Baraboo Walk begins on Oak Street at 7. And the Baraboo Theater Guild presents Junie B. Jones, the musical Junior, at the Al Ringling Theater tonight at 7 and Sunday at 2.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's hard to let go of these last warm days of summer. But soon, windows will need to close, furnaces will be firing up, and you'll find yourself enjoying a cup of hot cocoa while snuggling in front of a comfy fireplace. Cozy. So now is the perfect time to get an energy-efficient heat and glow insert from Shields Hearth and Home in Baraboo. Save $649 on your insert if you purchase before October 14th. Hurry in today to Shields Hearth and Home at 302 Lynn Street in Baraboo or head to ShieldsFiresideWI.com.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs in the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight, lows around 60. Showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 68. 70 the high for Monday. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 73. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from a secret family recipe, but you can get a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently, 56 degrees.
And And we want to memorialize J.D. Souther, a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame, as he passed away at his home in New Mexico peacefully on Tuesday the 17th. The cause of death was not given. Now, J.D. wrote a lot of songs for the Eagles also, or co-wrote a lot of songs, including Best of My Love. J.D. Souther, again, passing away on Tuesday at the age of 78. The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and you get the best of my love. That is, of course, the Eagles, co-written by J.D. Souther. Jay passed away on Tuesday the 17th, peacefully at his home in New Mexico. And again, no cause of death was given. If you look, if you're an Eagles fan and you look on the back of the Desperado album, J.D. Souther's on that, as they did a reenactment of the Dalton Gang, Bernie Leadon, Glenn Frey, Randy Meisner, Don Henley, the Eagles, and a couple of guys who wrote for them too, Jackson Browne, and of course, J.D. Souther. So you can take a look at the back of the Desperado album if you have it, and take a look at that. So again, we do find J.D. Souther, member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame, passing away on Tuesday. On Monday, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Tito Jackson, passed away as Tito was driving from Oklahoma to New Mexico, stopped at a shopping mall, and suffered a heart attack at the age of 70. So we remember Tito Jackson along with the rest of the Jacksons. And enjoy yourself on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday the 60s and 70s.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.